It took me many years of life to learn what my purpose was. Lack of purpose fosters depression and stagnation, and wandering aimlessly exacts a price that you don't need to pay. You want to create purpose in your life so every day is an amazing day. Would love to know how you create purpose in your life and how you spark change.
Are you ready to join us in creating a better world? Awesome, because you're in the right place. Each week, we feature an inspiring story or message to help spread positive change and create a better world for all of us. I'm your host, Rick Ornelas. Welcome to the I Spark Change podcast. What is up, Impact Heroes? Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Rick Ornelas. Thank you for spending some time with us today, because we know time is a valuable resource and we're going to make it worth your while. I appreciate each and every one of you, not just for listening, but for who you are. I know you are sparking change to make the world a better place every day, and I am humbled and grateful for your efforts. It takes all of us doing our part to spread positive change, and that's what this show is all about. Motivating you with stories of struggle, courage, and hope to empower you to make a difference in your life and the lives of others.
In case you missed it,
what can the world become if everyone starts believing that they can have an impact?
If people can feel empowered and feel like they have the ability to make an impact, that's the starting point for any successful impact story that we've ever seen.
Available everywhere you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome back, Impact Heroes, to the latest edition of I Spark Change Through. Our goal with these episodes is featuring all the different ways that us and others spark change to make the world a better place through social impact and positive change. We have found over the past few years that there are endless ways to positively impact others each day. Now, this response has been extremely positive because people love our episodes, and we've had them on sparking change through fitness, adventure, mind, body, spirit, volunteering, mental health awareness, writing, interns, cultural exchange, networking, time, self-care, gratitude, and most recently, love. So on that note, I have a question for you. How do you spark change? One of the ways we spark change here at I Spark Change is through purpose. So let's start with a question. Who listening believes that they will change the world during their lifetime? Now, if you do, then I commend you, because you are 100% correct. Now, if you don't, then hopefully what I share today will convince you. Now, all I ask is that you listen on with an open mind, and I'll share three tips to you creating purpose and changing the world. Can you all commit to this? Yes? Okay, so before I continue, I want you to say out loud, I don't care where you are, I don't care if you're sitting at your desk or in your car or at the gym or whatever, I want you to say out loud, I commit to changing the world. Okay, hopefully you just did that. Now, it may feel awkward, and wherever you were, people may be looking at you. Trust me, it's for a purpose. So here at I Spark Change, we're in the early stages of building the world's first social impact social media platform to connect, support, empower those doing positive and impactful work. Now, the type of work that hopefully you listening are a part of already, or that you will soon be doing, you know, hopefully at some point in your lives. So pay attention, because what you learn will help you for tomorrow. Now, if that sounds like something that you would hear from your parents or coach, well, then you're right, because I'm both of those. And, you know, I think back to when I was younger, and if I had the opportunity to learn from parents and coaches, I didn't often take it. You know, back when I was in school, if you will, I was only focused on finishing, because I wanted to just move on to that next phase in life. I was always thinking about, was in a rush, just thinking about, you know, moving on. And it wasn't just in a rush because I was perpetually late for class, but it was because I was focused on the future that I failed to live in the present. And between working 40 hours per week in a job and taking 16, 18 credits per semester, I felt I didn't really have time for the present. I didn't live at school. I never experienced campus life with, you know, college with dorms and roommates and frat parties. You know, I ended up rushing through school in 4 years for a couple of reasons. One, because I was on academic scholarship and I didn't really lose that. And two, because I was working. And so I graduated. I took the first job that I came across, which was in sales. And that brings us to first tip in how to create purpose and change the world. And that is to be present in all situations. You know, don't be in a rush like I was. Take the time to enjoy the moment and squeeze all you can, not just from your time each day, but out of every experience. You know, practice being present in all situations. Because as I said earlier, when I left college, I took the first job in sales, and it was actually Enterprise Rent a Car is what it was, for those of you that ever rented from them. Now, was that job something I enjoyed? Maybe, but that's arguable. I mean, I worked 68 plus hours a week for little compensation, and was the work fulfilling? No, or at least 90% of it wasn't. So are you thinking, wait a second, he said 90%, what about the other 10? So if that question came to mind, then you, my friend, are much smarter than I was at that young age, because you have an awareness of the potential that lies within a situation, the silver lining, if you will. And that brings us to the second component in helping you to spark change through purpose and literally change the world. And that is to ask yourself questions and don't assume you already know the answer. Now, I'm not talking about the simple yes, no questions that don't push you to learn or grow. Like, do I really like this song that's playing on the radio? Or, you know, what kind of toppings am I going to have on my pizza? I'm asking yourself, you want to ask yourself are the type of questions that make you think, the kind that push you outside of your comfort zone, such as what is good in this situation? Or how can I make things better? What type of life can I create for myself? What can I do to make a difference? How can I change the world? And my personal favorite, how would the person I want to be do the thing I'm about to do? Because questions like this force your brain to look for solutions, because our brains don't like to have an open loop. And when you have an open loop, your brain will seek out how to close that loop. It's like when you get a song stuck in your head and you can't get it out. The secret is you just play that song until the end and then voila. Song is out of your head because your brain can move on. And that's all part of your reticular activating system, or RAS as it's known. And you may have seen it on, you know, social media and everything, because that's going to reinforce the things that you feed it. So for example, if you tell your brain that you need to find the good in the situation, you will keep looking until you find it. And I didn't understand this concept when I was a young man. It wasn't until a few years after I was married, when I was, you know, we had a growing family and, you know, two young daughters. And that's when I learned the power of questions. Now, how did I learn that power of questions? I learned it from my young daughters, because a four-year-old asks an average of 400 questions a day. And my firstborn, Ciara, I remember her favorite question was, but why? But why, Daddy? And this usually came after a dozen other why questions, like why is the water cold, or why is the grass green, or why do I have to go to bed, or why do I have to eat my vegetables? I think you get the idea. So her incessant questioning always forced me to think. And I didn't figure out the power of questions until one rainy Sunday afternoon when we were driving home from a children's birthday party, because that's when I rolled my car on a Southern California freeway with my wife, Tanya, and two young daughters, Ciara and Kinsey, on board. And you can go back to our first episode and you can hear that story, because despite the car looking like a squashed tin can and the accident report saying we should have all been killed, we were miraculously unharmed. And after the accident, I went through an intense period of reflection for months, so much so that I started questioning how I was living my life, asking myself things like, how would the person I want to be do the thing I'm about to do? Remember that question from just a minute ago? So this reflection period led me to write what I called a to-do list for every day. And these were things that were important to me, such as being grateful and living in the moment. And again, that's in a previous episode that we'll put the link and you can go back and listen to that there. And in fact, many of those would become part of my book, 12 Hours of Heaven, Lessons for a Better World, over 20 years later, which I wrote in 2020 during the pandemic. Because I didn't realize it back then. It took me many years of life to learn what my purpose was, and that's to love and give and serve, which I've talked about on this program. So over those 20 years, I would always ask myself, how can I be the best version of myself? And that leads me to this, to my final tip in helping you to spark change through purpose and change the world, which is you have to go out and create that purpose in your life. I've come to realize that it's not something that you find somewhere along the journey, because I used to think that it was like a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, right? You had to stumble upon it. It's something that you create each day by living as the best version of yourself. And the sooner you realize this, the sooner you will live a happy and fulfilled life. Not tomorrow, but today and every day. Because lack of purpose fosters depression and stagnation, and wandering aimlessly exacts a price that, you know, you don't need to pay. I've been there and I've seen it in others I coach. And
You don't want to be there. I mean, people will end up staying way too long in careers they hate, or they stay in a wrong, abusive relationship. So don't let your spirit be mutated and the life sucked out of you a little at a time. Figure out what lights you up and then stay on that path. And in case I didn't beat that into you, remember the warning of Proverbs 29, which says it best: where there is no vision, the people perish. So that's it. Those are the three biggest tips I can provide you today. Because remember, it's as simple as that. It may not always be easy to follow that path, but it is simple. So I urge you, for as you go forward the rest of, you know, the week that you're in when you're listening to this, to practice these three little things and start creating that habit. One, be present in all situations. You got to show up as your true authentic self. Two, you're going to want to ask questions, because as the saying goes, the cliche, questions are the answer. They will help give you that clarity. And then three, you want to create purpose in your life. So every day is an amazing day. So do these along with the belief that no matter what, you matter and you make a difference. And then my kids, future grandkids, you know, all of our, you know, future humanity will thank you for positively impacting the world. So I look forward to supporting you in any way I can, and would love to know how you create purpose in your life and how you spark change. So if you like this episode, please go and hit that like button and then subscribe. And then also please give us a review on whatever podcast platform, you know, Apple or Spotify, whatever podcast platform you use, or on YouTube. We would love to hear your comments. And I personally promise I will respond. So that's it. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll see you all next time on the I Spark Change podcast.
Are you interested to have Rick speak at your event? Here's what others have to say.
Did not know his story, and it was so inspirational. And his presence on stage, his authenticity was just incredible.
I absolutely loved his performance. It made me feel some type of way.
If you're looking for a speaker for your next event, hire Rick. I promise you this, you will not be disappointed.
Visit rickornelis.com to book him today.
Remember, Impact Heroes, every positive action can be a spark moment that has a ripple effect that spreads far beyond the initial act. So go out there and spark change. Don't forget, if you enjoyed this episode, then please smash that 5-star rating on iTunes or Spotify and leave a review. We value your comments and we want to hear from you in the community. Thank you for listening. God bless you. And we'll see you next week on the I Spark Change podcast.